For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. One day after four people were arrested by a Homeland Security investigations team from El Potro Mexican restaurant in downtown Brainerd, community members gathered outside in support. Chelsea Perkins was there and has more.
I know it's cold and I know you don't have to be out here, but
We want to be out here.
I will let them know that you guys came out here and...
With those words of thanks, the woman inside El Potro closed the door and stepped back inside. Signs in the windows of the popular downtown restaurant also offer words of thanks for community support and announced the business's indefinite closure. About 40 people stood outside holding candles and a banner that read, "Immigrants and Refugees Welcome."
All throughout Brainerd, I'm gonna let it shine.
Local pastor Leslie Moody said a few words, noting the community showed up on short notice and with little publicity.
Look at the strength that is here. That is amazing. I know that out in Brainerd, in this area, it can be pretty intimidating.
Brainerd residents and El Potro customers Kirsten and Whitney Shostrand brought their 11-year-old son, Seth. Their household has kept close tabs on their state as the ICE surge is underway, and going to the vigil felt like they were making a difference.
And even though this is small, Brainerd is small, and it doesn't mean that it's not strong and we're not doing what we can.
They belong. They're part of us, you know?
It was very inspiring, and I really liked it.
Few details have emerged about the arrest beyond those shared in a news release from the Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office, which assisted with the operation. Federal agents reportedly possessed two arrest warrants. However, four people were taken into custody. The reasons are unknown, and their identities have not been released. Two requests by KAXE for additional information from Immigration and Customs Enforcement have not been returned as of Wednesday afternoon. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
A Red Lake Nation descendant is facing federal assault charges after his encounter with ICE earlier this month. 20-year-old Jose Ramirez was taken into ICE custody on January 8th in an incident captured on video in Minneapolis where it appeared he was forcibly removed from a vehicle. Ramirez is accused of hitting an immigration agent during his detention. ICT reports Ramirez's case is being supported by the Native American Rights Fund, among others, who say he is a victim of retaliation following his unlawful assault and detention. A spokesperson from his defense say ICE agents arrived at his home Friday with guns drawn, demanding he exit the premises. After receiving no response, officers unplugged the home's front cameras and left. Agents returned Saturday with additional threats of arrest. Ramirez voluntarily turned himself into authorities Monday and was released the same day. Red Lake Chairman Darrell Seeke recently penned a letter to Minnesota's Democratic delegation urging they do all in their power to end Operation Metro Surge. He says of the 8,000 Red Lake band members who live in the Twin Cities Metro, three have so far been illegally detained. Seeke alleges these members were detained on the basis of their skin color while not carrying their tribal ID cards. Earlier this month, the Red Lake Tribal Council unanimously passed a resolution barring ICE agents from entering the reservation without a judicial warrant. The Itasca County Sheriff's Office is joining Cass County in abandoning its agreement with ICE. Megan Buffington has more.
Both counties signed two 87G agreements in February. They chose the task force model, meaning local authorities could assist in enforcing civil immigration laws. But Attorney General Keith Ellison opined in December that those agreements need county board approval. Cass County officials say their agreement is null and void. Itasca County Sheriff Joe Dasovich says he's in the same position.
Those are the only ones we deal with. They're the ones with ICE detainers that have committed crime here in Itasca County. So I don't need the 287G.
Dasovich says ICE hasn't been in the county.
I would hope that if they came to town, they would have some professional courtesy and give me a call and we can see what needs to be done.
Both counties are still listed under ICE's participating agencies as of Wednesday. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.